Republicans, deceitful for Democrats to release cherry-picked texts without full Volcker testimony. By Sean Moran on October 4, 2019. House Republicans said Friday that it's deceitful for Democrats to release cherry-picked text messages from then-U.S. Special Envoy for Ukraine Kurt Volcker without the full transcript. The House Intelligence Committee released a text message conversation between then-U.S. Special Envoy for Ukraine Volcker to a Ukrainian advisor that reportedly showed that it was important to the White House that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky convince President Donald Trump that an investigation would occur into the 2016 presidential election. Heard from the White House, assuming President Z convinces Trump he will investigate/get to the bottom of what happened in 2016. We will nail down date for visit to Washington. Volcker reportedly texted a Ukrainian advisor in July. While House Democrats may contend that the selected text messages may show that the Trump administration was trying to push the Ukrainian government to investigate matters relating to the 2016 presidential election, many Republicans said Friday that the full Volcker transcript does not show any quid pro quo or pressure on the European nation to take action. Reps. Mark Meadows, RNC, Jim Jordan, RO, and Lee Zeldin, RNY, called for the release of the full Volcker transcript. Jordan wrote in a tweet Friday, "When the American people get to read the transcript of Ambassador Volcker's testimony, they will see, no quid pro quo, no pressure, and they'll see that everyone involved was working both for America's interests and for the success and security of Ukraine." There's a reason why Adam Schiff released cherry-picked text messages and not the transcript of the Volcker interview. It's because he's misleading, Meadows contended. Again, the actual interview directly undermined Democrats' impeachment effort. Release the transcript. Show Americans the truth. Rep. Zeldin wrote, "Ambrose Volcker just put a dagger in the heart of Schiff's fairy tale claims of quid pro quo." While House Democrats may prefer cherry-picking the ambassador's texts without the other 99% of the story, they should release the entire transcript of yesterday's marathon interview ASAP. Further, the House Oversight Republicans fact-checked media reports suggesting that Bill Taylor, a senior U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, expressed concerns over America's withholding of foreign assistance relating to Ukraine. However, as the Volcker told the House Oversight Committee Thursday, Taylor's knowledge was from an August 28 Politico article, not because Taylor had any independent information. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.